Welcome to Shomach Shavah and Daf Shir sponsor Lunishmas Ham Beakoshom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bo Basro Daf Lamendalit. The Gemara Amud Beis introduces the concept of a koil de alim gavar. When Beis Din or in a suffix, we don't know what to do. So one of the ways that Beis Din pass Kenadin is they allow the two Bali Dinim to fight it out. And whoever is stronger, he's the one who will be able to get the chayfetz will be his. The Rishayim discuss, what is this type of hachra? How do you machriya with a fight between the Balei Dinim? So the Shita Mekubetzes brings, really it's a stalkus. Stalkus means that the Beis Din says, we're not getting involved. The two Balei Dinim should fight it out, and we're not involved. But the Rosh says that the reason this is a hachra, because if two people are fighting, and one is the one who's getting it, he's able to be mizgaper on his friend, the etzem uvda, the fact that he's able to be misgaber, that shows that it is his. Because he wants it more. If he's able to overtake, to overcome his friend, that shows that's what he really wants. That means it's really his. It's a raya on his bios. In the Sefer Ramasayim Tzoyfim, in Simon Vov, he brings a medrash Tehillim, that says that the Shvatim did not know when it came to Kriyas Yamsuf who should jump into the water. Binyamin says, I will go. King Yehudo, Nachshon ben Aminadov, and he was miragimoy, so meaning they did not allow Binyamin to jump in, and they jumped in vihigdimoy. And therefore it says there was zoyche to machos. Yehudo was zoyche to machos because they jumped into the water before Binyamin. So it says in Masayim Tzoyfim, well, what is the chat in this? So Yehudo went and pushed away Binyamin. Binyamin was about to take over. And Yehudo came and pushed over. He pushed him to take it. Is that considered to be a legitimate way that gives him a lucha? Says in Masayim Tzoyfim, that's the idea of Kol De'al and Gvar. There was an opportunity over here in Kiryas Yamsuf to be Mekadosh Hashem. And the shaila is, who will take it? The one who wants it the more, he's the one who will get it. Yehuda is the one who wanted the more, he was Zoyche L'malchus. Continues in Masayim Tzoyfim, it says that the whole life of a person has to be in that Mahalach of Kol De'al and Gvar. You have to be mizgaber on the Yetzirah and try to chop around what you have in the world. And what the Rasayit Seifim is alluding to, it was brought down in the Biur HaGuron Tikkuni Zohar. Because the Tikkuni Zohar speaks about Eitzadas Toi Vera and Kol De'al Ngvar. That's what's brought down Tikkuni Zohar. So he explains the Vilna Goyen. That the Oilon by a human being and by Am Yisrael, there's always good and bad. There's always Yetzirah Toi Vera Hara. There's always the koyach atoy v'koyach hara, and the only shaila is what will get, what will take over, what will be the one who is mizgaber and taking over. And he says, except by Shlomo HaMelech. But Shlomo HaMelech, it says that there was all was perfect throughout the history of Am Yisrael. Is always toy v'ra, and it all depends on the ma'isim of Am Yisrael when the good overtakes the bad a little bit more, or the bad overtakes the good. Kol de'al gvar. Until we come to Yemos HaMashiach, there it says the Mashiach will come either Bedor Shekulo Chayov or Bedor Shekulo Zakai. At that stage, one has to take over completely, either the good or the bad. But the whole challenge over here between good and bad in the world is in the Mahalach of Kol De'al Gvar. And here we see something that we see many times throughout Chosh HaMishpot. So the concept, the idea that we have in Beis Din, it's something very deep. As Miramis is something much deeper that's going on throughout the world, or throughout history of the world, and throughout Am Yisrael every time. A person always has a challenge. Who will take over the Adam? Is the Yetzirah Toiv or the Yetzirah Hara? Is the Koyach HaToiv or Koyach Hara? And Kol De'al and Gvar. And Elibah the Rosh, what's the Pshat? Whoever you want more, that's going to take over. Kol De'al and Gvar shows that's the what's controlling, that's the true, that's who's what Am Yisrael, what a human being, wants in that moment. Kol De'al and Gvar signifies and symbolizes what an Adam wants more. It shows who's the real Bailim over here. We should be zoichet to have Kol De'al and Gvar, that the good will be Mizgaber on the Ra. Anyone want to join the Shomach Shavah email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.